What's up, guys, and welcome to MCS Podcast number 293. This is our third pandemic prepping update since we started doing them every week, and this week we've got some new guidelines from the CDC that, surprise, surprise, completely contradict what they told us before. Before we get into that, make sure to download your one-page handy-dandy cheat sheet at www.mcsmagazine.com/293. All right, are you ready? Then let's talk pandemic prepping.
Tactical firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat.
This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
All right, we're back. And there's no other way to say this. Your government lied to you. I hate to bring up imagery like this, I really do, because I don't like it when people joke about this or when they use it as political leverage. But the fact is that on September 11th, a lot of people died because they did what they were told. And what I mean is, and I live in New York, I was in New York State on September 11th, I remember it vividly. The people who were told after that first plane hit the Twin Towers, stay where you are and you'll be safe. Well, either they thought for themselves, they got up and they said, I'm out of here, and they left, or they stayed. The people who stayed died. They died in the most horrible way possible because they listened to what the authorities told them to do. Now, I'm not saying never listen to the government. I'm not saying never listen to the authorities. I'm saying that we all have to look at what we're being told and then weigh it against what seems logical, what seems like the rational thing to do based on everything that we know. The government told us not to wear masks. They even started running articles, the media holding hands with the people telling us not to wear masks, started running stories about, oh yeah, masks are bad. Leave them for the first responders. A mask won't help you. Matter of fact, a mask might make it worse. Why, you might start touching your face more. And nobody wants a mask. Nobody wants a mask. Meanwhile, some of the very people telling us not to wear masks were themselves buying masks while they were still available. The editor of a prominent, let's call it a news site, although it isn't really. It ranks up there with some of these infotainment sites. But the editor of one of these sites got caught on Twitter asking people about masks. And people on Twitter responded to him and said, hey, didn't your outlet run articles about how we shouldn't be buying masks? He's like, well, you know, I got mine when they were still available and blah, blah, blah. Well, it was just blatant hypocrisy is what it was. I got mine so you guys can all go to hell. Nobody should be wearing masks except when you should. Well, the CDC this past week issued guidelines that say we should all be wearing non-medical face covers. What that is the government trying to hedge its bets and have it both ways. Now, I say this to you as someone who is a de facto Trump supporter. I was not a supporter of Trump in the 2016 election because I had no idea he was going to govern as far to the right as he has. I'm a conservative, I'm a right winger, and I would have happily voted for Trump if I'd known how he was going to govern, apart from the chaotic element of it, because he's not a politician and that lends itself to chaos. And we are apolitical here at MCS. I'm not telling you one way or another. I'm just telling you what my personal biases are as I discuss this topic. I was not a supporter of Trump, and then he got elected, and I became a de facto Trump supporter. I liked the things that he did policy-wise, and I'm not going to touch all the chaos that sort of goes hand-in-hand with the administration. However, I struggle with how much to hold him personally responsible for the stuff that's coming out of the CDC or the stuff that this Dr. Fauci character spouts off about. That guy has really warmed up to being sort of the plague king in chief of the United States, like he's sort of the de facto plague leader. You know that in Escape from Los Angeles, there was the Surgeon General of Los Angeles or whatever, that Bruce Campbell character. That's what I think of. This guy really seems to have warmed up to the idea that he gets to tell everybody what to do. He gets to say how long we're going to be shut down for. He doesn't understand why we haven't just crippled every single aspect of our economy and told everyone to dig a hole in their backyard and get in it and cover themselves over. And I'm not saying that his guidelines are necessarily wrong. I'm not saying that a totalitarian lockdown wouldn't physically stop the spread of the disease. I just I resent the degree to which he seems to enjoy how much he's in charge, standing at the president's shoulder. But it bothers me a lot that the CDC recently said, oh yeah, you should be covering your faces, because they told us we shouldn't. They told us that masks were bad. They lied to us, and that bothers me. Again, I don't know how much to hold the president himself responsible for that. I have a feeling that, like any businessman, he's just trying to do the best he can with the information he's got. That's if you subscribe to giving him the benefit of the doubt, which I know some people don't. And again, this is not a political statement. I know our listeners, our readers at MCS Magazine, they run the gamut across politics. We try to stay very apolitical. Jeff is farther to the left than I am, but you know, neither one of us are what you'd call extreme left wingers, or I'm probably a radical right winger compared to some people. But really, the point is, we all have to do the best we can with the information that is available to us. And in this case, the mask thing, I knew from the beginning that masks were a good idea. It's just common sense. So it bothers me that the government lied to us and now has since reversed course and said, oh yeah, you should be wearing masks. But that is the reality of where we are today with the pandemic. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter politically who you believe, what you like. It doesn't matter if you love the president, if you hate the president, if you trust the government, if you don't trust the government. The fact is that whether you're on the right side of the aisle and you really want to believe in the president and the government, or you're on the left side of the aisle and you really hate the president and therefore you're mistrustful of the government or the elements supportive of him, it does not matter. No matter what information is coming out of your government, you need to weigh it yourself. And when they lie to you, as they always will, because every government lies to the people at some point. You know, you can, what is it, the saying? You can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Well, the fact is, governments lie. They lie for their own reasons. In this case, they lied because they wanted to preserve the supply of medical-grade masks for first responders and medical personnel. I understand the motivation, but the fact is, they lied to us. Now, they've told us that we should be covering our faces. And yes, of course they should, because masks are common sense. We should all have been wearing masks in public from the first moments they started talking about the quarantining and the lockdowns and everything else. The second this became an issue, we all should have been wearing masks, and that's because masks just make common sense. How do you get this virus? Well, there's a lot of debate about how long it can hang out in the air, but the fact is, the primary way you're going to get this is from contact with an infected person. How does that infected person infect you? They breathe this crap on you in the form of droplets from their mouth, and if they're coughing, if they're sneezing, you know, if you're wearing something over your face, automatically it is inhibiting your ability to breathe infection on someone else. So if we're all wearing masks, it doesn't matter which of us has it, because those of us who are breathing it out our ability to infect other people is being obstructed, at least to some degree. And if it is breathed at you, your mask will protect you up to a point. No mask is a guarantee. If you're not wearing like a full hazmat suit, there is a chance that it's going to get past the barrier. But the fact is, a barrier is a good thing. And again, I'm not trying to be political, but you know, there's all this debate about a border wall, and a lot of the argument about a border wall centers on the fact that you can't stop everybody. But you know, funny thing about a wall, it stops some people. Funny thing about a mask, it's not going to stop everything, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't wear it, because it's still going to stop some things. You can up your level of protection by adding a pair of goggles or even a pair of wraparound sunglasses to your face to cover your eyes, because your eyes, forgive the imagery, your eyes are essentially an open wound on your face. It isn't an area where disease can enter you. I'm led to understand that the disease cannot enter healthy skin. That's why they tell you to wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. If you have a cut on your skin, that's one thing. It can enter that way. But healthy skin is a barrier to this entering your body. Your eyes are the opposite. Your eyes are a gateway for this to enter your body. So protecting your eyes is another way to help mitigate or impede in some way this infection entering you. And this is true even if you're not doing what we call airlocking. You're not, In our pandemic response guide, we talk about every time you go out, you should treat your clothing when you come back in as having been tainted with the infection that's out there in the outside world. You take it off, you launder it, you airlock the inside of your safe place and the outside world. Well, a lot of people are not doing that, and I understand why, because it's difficult. It requires a tremendous amount of effort to do that. But even if you're not doing that, covering your face, even with a mask that you're reusing, and they tell you you're not supposed to do that, but again, masks are in short supply, all we're doing is erecting barriers or making it harder for the infection to get you. How that could have ever been anything but common sense, I do not understand. And it bothered me very much when that misinformation about don't wear masks first came out, because I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it then. I certainly don't buy it now. And, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of us going, I told you so, that you know, we should be wearing masks. The good news is that people are coming around to this concept of wearing masks. In Asian countries especially, they have what I would call a mask culture. I don't know if you've ever heard of the app TikTok, which used to be called Musical.ly. It was like music.ly. But it's a social media app that revolves around people lip-syncing to audio clips or setting audio clips to other video footage. And if I understand correctly, and I'm doing this from memory, TikTok is owned by the Chinese or is Chinese in origin. There are a lot of Asian users on the site as a result. Not all by any means, but there are quite a few. One of the things I noticed in watching TikTok is that there were a lot of Asian people wearing masks. And a lot of them were wearing not what you would consider stereotypical like surgeon's masks, but they were like, you know, stylish black masks, like something out of the post-apocalyptic future that we're all apparently living in. And I remember thinking that, well, that's because, especially in China, they've had problems with pollution for a long time. So wearing masks to improve breathability in times of high pollution, very common thing. I saw a comment on social media, and it was, well, how come all those people in Asia had masks and we have mask shortages here? And I thought, well, it's because a lot of them already had masks that they were wearing for common pollution issues. And granted, I'm not making a distinction here, and you should be aware. There's a difference between your average like N95 or N99 mask, a medical grade surgical mask, and just a dust mask. And down on the other end of the spectrum, farthest away from being useful for filtering out viruses, are your common like hardware store dust masks used for painting and sanding projects. But even those are better than nothing. And I would be interested to know if a hardware store dust mask intended for sanding and painting is less effective than just a cotton bandana folded over a couple of times. We'll get to that when we talk about making your own mask. But the fact is, any barrier is better than nothing. I saw the writing on the wall, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but I bought a mask early on that takes a filter inset, and when I started going out to the grocery store when all of this got nuts, I remember getting looks, and one little old lady even commented, like, I walked by wearing my mask and my rubber gloves because I was making a run through the grocery store before the lockdown started, and she said, look at him, you know, like get a load of this guy, this weirdo. Well, now, of course, everybody's wearing masks, and a lot of them are wearing gloves, but it was not common then, and there have even been reports of people getting attacked or at least getting hassled because they were wearing masks when other people weren't. And I know why people look at you funny when you're the only guy wearing a mask. I remember I was in an urgent care for an unrelated health matter a couple of years back, and there was a dude in the waiting room wearing a mask. He was probably wearing that mask because he was immunocompromised and didn't dare get sick, you know, because he's being surrounded by sick people in an urgent care. But my brain went straight to, oh my God, what horrible disease does this guy have that he's wearing a surgical mask to protect us from it? Never even occurred to me until later that he was protecting himself. Well, before all this got really bad, people would see you wearing a mask. You're like the one guy for, you know, a couple of blocks wearing that mask. They're like, what's wrong with that guy? Now we're seeing more and more people come around to the idea of wearing masks. That is nothing but a good thing. I've seen more masks worn in public in the last few days. And you're like, what are you doing in public, Buck? Well, unfortunately, there have been times when I have had to go places. When you're with somebody who's considered essential, they still have to work and stuff like that. So I've had to go out more than I would like, which is not much, but still more than I would like. And I've seen a lot of people wearing masks. That's a good thing. They should be wearing masks. But unfortunately, what I've also seen is a lot of people in public spaces who still aren't wearing masks. That is a problem. My brother went to Walmart in desperate search for supplies, as it seems like we are all doing these days. And he was very frustrated that now Walmart is limiting the number of people who can get into the store, at least at his local Walmart. I don't know. I haven't been to a Walmart in weeks. I've been using delivery services. So he was very frustrated that people waiting outside were standing too close to each other and not wearing masks. So, you know, how is it any better for them to be standing around outside breathing on each other than if they were in the store? People are not taking this seriously enough. We are still not seeing people take this seriously, and that's a problem. And of course, then the other issue we have is the mask shortages, which are brought on by, everybody is trying to buy the same stuff all at once. I was talking to somebody who told me that they were confused about the best material to make masks from, because the second a new material is identified, suddenly it's sold out everywhere because everyone's having the same idea at the same time. I knew this was going to be a problem when the first reports of masks selling out in the UK hit the news. I saw a news report about surgical masks being unavailable in the UK because people were buying them up. And this was before things got bad here in the United States. So I immediately went online and I bought, like a pack of 10 just ordinary cloth surgical masks, thinking, yeah, I probably want to have those. And of course, since then I've upgraded. I was able to get some things during the rush of all the bad crap that was happening. I went on to eBay and I placed several orders for different mask items during all of this fury of, oh God, everyone needs to get a mask. A lot of those orders were canceled. A lot of those orders I never received. I got my money back, but there were a lot of people who were just profiting off the fact that everyone wanted this stuff and they weren't even looking at whether or not they could fulfill the orders. We ran an affiliate ad, one of our sponsored ads here at MCS, for a company that was selling masks, and it took a while for that to come in. I bought one from that company, one of our sponsors, and it took a while for it to get here, but it did get here. It's a high quality mask. It makes me look like something out of the cyberpunk future, but there's worse things, I guess. So the moral of this story is that even a dust mask, even a common hardware store dust mask, is impossible to find right now and is still better than nothing. There are people out there 3D printing mask holders that you can put filter material into right now. There's a lot of movements out there. Etsy, the sort of craft marketplace, Etsy.com, they put out a call to all of their sellers. If you have the ability to make masks, please make them and sell them on our marketplace. There is a shortage and people want them. My girlfriend, a friend of hers, is very handy with a sewing machine. She made her a beautiful custom mask that even has filter material inside it. I'm not sure what she used, but it looks great. And it's, again, better than wrapping a t-shirt or a bandana around yourself. However, that does bring us to our last mask fact, which is making your own mask. They've done studies on filter materials in recent weeks. What they found was that, surprisingly, even a cotton t-shirt is relatively effective when it comes to making a protective mask. You can wrap a t-shirt around your face or use the fabric as the basis for the mask, especially if it's layered, and you're actually getting pretty decent protection. Not 100% by any means, certainly not compared to like an N95 mask, but better than nothing by a long shot. There's a lot of different do-it-yourself mask ideas out there. I saw one which was a wire coat hanger. Now, if you still have wire coat hangers in your house, you're doing better than me. I haven't seen one in a while. They've kind of fallen out of fashion in favor of cheap plastic coat hangers. But he used a wire coat hanger, and he used like a HEPA filter or a vacuum, like an anti-allergy vacuum bag. Don't try to get those. Those are probably sold out everywhere too. But any material that people can use as a filter, they are using. I've seen coffee filters being used as filter material, you know, layers of coffee filter. The actual HEPA filters, H-E-P-A filters that you could buy for your furnace and stuff like that. I've seen people using that. The lowest level of protection, but I've also seen these used and I've made use of it myself when I'm outside and not in contact with human beings, are those cloth face shields. They're called buffs in some circles. It's just a tube of fabric. It can be a hat. It can be a face mask. It kind of looks like a ninja mask when you pull it over your head. You can turn it into a beanie if you want to. A whole bunch of ways to wear those things, but who knew that those are the next big frontier of face mask technology? Well, they're not. They're not really good protection at all, but again, better than nothing. Even wrapping a scarf around your head is better than absolutely nothing. The fact is, when you go out, there's any number of ways you can be making a mask for yourself. You can be buying masks, again, like on sites like Etsy.com or eBay or places like that where people are actively manufacturing custom masks right now. You can make a mask yourself from any of the materials I just mentioned. There's tons of information online for how to do it. But you should be wearing a face cover when you go out. The moral of this story, as I said before, is that our government sometimes lies to us. Now, I use the example of September 11th. I don't think they were lying when they said, stay where you are. They didn't want people to die. But they gave us bad information. Now, it's also, when I say the government lied to us, I don't think the government said, mwahahaha, we don't want them buying face masks, let them die instead. I think they did what they thought was right for the situation. But the upshot is, it was still false information. It's still, in my mind, a lie. So weigh everything coming at you with all the information you can get and make an informed decision. And in cases like this, we all should have been wearing masks from the beginning, and we all need to be wearing them now whenever we're out on those rare occasions that we go out. You know, even when you're just out by yourself and there's not another person around, put one of those cloth face masks, tie a bandana over your face, something. Just, you know, help contribute to a modern day mask culture, because at least that will help inhibit the spread to a certain degree. I realize this was, the tone of this podcast was a little more negative than a lot of my past ones have been, but I feel really strongly about this issue. And I know Jeff and MCS Magazine really want you to be safe and want your family to be safe as we all get through this trying time. I have never meant it more. Until next time, prepare, train, and survive.
Modern combat and survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Modern Combat and Survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.